We're here for public forum.
Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Item number 4, temporary speed limit reduction on Navarre Beach Causeway. Approval to temporarily reduce the speed limit to 20 miles per hour along Navarre Beach Causeway until September 30th, 2024. I would like to say that this is an item that since I first got elected, I have voted against this item because I don't believe we should have to reduce the speed limit on a man-made causeway. I believe that it causes more traffic, more problems. Just my opinion. I've been outvoted every time on this, and I respect the will of the board on what they want to do with it.
Why do you hate the shorebirds so much? I know that's unfair, but James Calkins, commissioner, he's the vice chair, so he was operating the chair without Sam Parker around, on Monday, talking about the annual reduction of the speed limit on Navarre Causeway from 35 down to 20 miles an hour. 20 miles an hour is a maddeningly slow speed limit. It sure enough is. But that's what we do to protect the shorebirds, right? And as he says...
But I have had a lot of folks that came up to me in Navarre about this item and actually was happy I voted against it. That's why I continue to vote against it every time. I fully believe the majority of people in that area would be opposed to this. That's my opinion. I will respect whatever the board decides to do, and I will not make a motion on it. I'll let somebody else do it.
And every other year, I've heard him make this same objection, which for consistency's sake, that's good to see somebody consistent. And I always think, a commissioner comes out in favor of driving fast to threaten the shorebirds. That's not our values. But Ray Eddington, commissioner from District 4. Now, everybody in Santa Rosa votes for everybody, so everybody represents every district. But he's the one who has to live in District 4, and he says...
Chairman, I have to agree with you on this one.
Okay.
Because I've had so many people on that beach complaining about that 20 miles an hour. They don't like it. Let's try the regular speed. Let's see what it does. Okay? We can try it. If it don't work, we can always drop it. That's the way I look at it.
So at a 30,000-foot level, that seems like an okay thing. I'm always in favor of experiment and see. But at a 10-foot level, experiment and see is count the dead birds, right? Like, that's what you're imagining is let's let the speed limit stay at 35 and just, let's see how many birds we kill. And then let's decide if, 50 is too many or 5 is too many or 200 is too many or 2. Seems to me like the way we usually approach these things is, though I have said that the target is not a good target when it comes to other situations, we do kind of aim at perfection on this. You're probably still going to kill some, but we're trying to kill as few as possible. Give you enough time to react to them to react to you at 20 miles an hour. That's the idea. It's kind of like, I don't know if these school speed zones are a good idea. 20 miles an hour is super inconvenient, right? Why don't we try it at regular speed and just see what happens? What's the worst that can happen? It's only some kids, right? I don't know. Kids are not birds. And I know there's a balancing act to be had here, but there's something about this that struck me like, It just didn't seem to fall in line with the way our area views and values environmental things. We kind of bend over backwards to make sure that the turtles and the birds are safe and that the beach mouse, all of that stuff, which I sometimes can be a bit much, okay? But that's kind of this area, Don't mess with the dolphins and don't mess with the manatees whenever we get them and, just... protect that stuff. Do as much as you can to protect that stuff. Kerry Smith says...
Well, I'm going to say that's a bad move there. I agree with it being 20 mile an hour during that time, mainly because the nesting density of these birds in that area, it's pretty thick. I'm a bird nerd. I know I am. I can't help it. I just love them birds.
So what do you think ought to be done? Do you think 20 miles an hour is right? There was some talk about whether maybe 25 miles an hour might be the right speed. Is it too much inconvenience to create the impatience and make people angry for the, what is it, a half mile across that bridge, something like that? Something in that vicinity. Is that too much inconvenience, or is that the appropriate thing you do when you might have the shorebirds nesting there? And apparently they don't always. Apparently it's not an every year thing. It's an in case they do kind of thing. There's also some concern about whether we are in or out of compliance with federal regulations and or how, not maybe a federal regulation as a must obey as a law, but maybe as a tied to some kind of a grant or something like that. And so they're going to kind of look into the details of whether we might run afoul of that, which you kind of have to do whatever the feds say. To me, 20 miles an hour is inconvenient. It's super inconvenient along the seashore, you know, when you're actually driving the dunes and that is lowered from 35 to 20. Oh, God. I just don't drive it when it's that low. But that's the trade-off you pay for protecting the birds. And, again, I think of this as kind of our value. Conservatives and liberals alike, I think, agree that part of what makes us who we are in this area, in the greater Pensacola, Santa Rosa, Escambia area, is we really care about nature. We really protect these things. And we really send a signal to each other and to visitors that we care so much about these things that we'll impose these limitations. And this is kind of part of who we are. And I don't know, raising the speed limit because you don't want to send that signal, almost regardless of how many birds it protects, it doesn't seem to be compatible with our identity. And I've only lived here for 10 years, so maybe I'm wrong about this. What do you think? 437-1620. Jake Scott, traffic on the fives.
Or if you're on Highway 98 eastbound in Navarre this morning, you're going to have some slow traffic stretching from the Walmart in Navarre all the way through Windhaven Beach up to the light at Parrish Boulevard. Also, East Olive Road and North Davis Highway, this whole area right here is really, really slow right now from a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock. So if you're going down University or East Johnson Road, getting by HCA Florida West Hospital, really, really slow there. And coming down Davis Highway, you're going to see some slowdown. Other than that, around town, we're looking okay. So just seeing our normal morning congestion and slowdowns that we always see. But other than that, we're not looking too bad. If you do see anything out there slowing you down, let me know about it. 437-1620, call or text. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Somebody texts in and says, I live and work on the beach and I drive that road a lot and I've never seen a shorebird on the road. Hey, I'm actually, I think Colton Wright brought this up when he said, you know, let's have some people go out there and look and see. And if, you know, they're not here, maybe we can raise it back up, or maybe if they don't nest there anymore. And I'm in favor of that. I mean, don't do it just to do it. Do it because you think that it actually does make a difference. 437-1620. Also, nighttime might be different. Somebody else texts in 437-1620. You know, that's another consideration, is what's the difference between day and night. Again, I don't feel like I drive that road often enough to be able to say. I just kind of defer to what, again, either the regulation or what the experts say. Hey, if you're thinking about doing a home improvement project, trying to fix a problem, maybe something you already tried to fix, remodel, rebuild, maybe you're building a home. I don't know. Maybe you are a professional builder. Go to Pensacola Hardware. Look, if you've never been there, can you just trust me this one time? Just go and look around and see what they have and kind of you'll be amazed. And then ask them. Ask them for advice, because part of what sets them apart is not just that they have all the stuff and they have the stuff you need. They won't have to order it for you. And they have all kinds of stuff you didn't even realize you could have in a hardware store. But ask them for advice, because I know a lot of times when you go to the hardware store and ask for advice, you know, maybe that's a good choice. At Pensacola Hardware, it's a good choice. They will be able to help. They'll be able to tell you how to do it. They'll be able to tell you how not to do it. You were going to do it that way. They've been doing this since 1851, 173 years. That is amazing. Since before the Civil War, since 33 of 46 presidential tenures, they have been in business, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida. So they know. There's a reason people keep going back and back to them. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. sponsored by AbbVie.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Historic presidential rematch is in the works as a fresh round of primary results are counted. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump have each won enough delegates to become the presumptive nominees. They reached this milestone by attacking each other. President Biden saying Donald Trump is running a campaign of resentment, revenge, and retribution, and former President Trump calling his rival the worst, most incompetent president in the history of the United States.
But tell us what you really think. 822 here on News Radio 92.3. Oh, Jimmy Fallon had a fairly good series of jokes yesterday about the Robert Hur testimony, and of course, related to other things that are going on in the world.
This week, Florida is very much like the Oscars. Either everyone's either naked like John Cena or 80 and confused like Al Pacino. It's very interesting. Well, speaking of confused 80-year-olds, President Biden is still in the news. Today's special counsel, Robert Hur, the man who investigated Biden's handling of classified documents and called him a well-meaning man with a poor memory, testified before Congress. Democrats were like, well, that 5 days of momentum from the State of the Union was fun while it lasted. Meanwhile, ahead of his testimony, the Justice Department released the full transcript of Hur's 5-hour interview with Biden. It's pretty amazing. Biden's interview lasted 5 hours. But Hur only asked one question. So it was very interesting. Okay. That sounds about right. That's right, 5 hours of Biden talking, or as his grandkids call it, a voicemail.
And then the Fallon writers, they do come up with some good stuff. They found the Abbott and Costello angle on the Robert Hur testimony.
Today, Robert Hur testified about his investigation into Biden's handling of classified documents. Needless to say, things got a little confusing. This is Robert Hur, who described President Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning, elderly man with a poor memory. When Biden heard that, he said, wow, I can't believe she said that. To which Attorney General Merrick Garland said, you mean him. To which Biden said, him? I thought you said Hur. Then Hur said, yeah, that's me, sir. I am Hur. To which Biden said, then who's she? To which Hur said, that's special counsel Christina Hoffman. I hired her. Then Biden said, you hired yourself? That's pretty cool, Jack. Then Garland said, no, sir, I hired her. Then Biden said, then who hired him? At which point Hur said, sir, I am her. She is she. He hired me. And I hired she.
See, that's pretty good. I mean, that's pretty clever. I like that. 825 on News Radio 92.3. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right. Highway 98 eastbound, slow from the Walmart in Navarre, stretching all the way through Windhaven Beach up to the light at Parrish Boulevard. Also, East Olive Road and North Davis Highway, that whole area there is slow from a vehicle crash earlier with injuries and roadblock. So if you're on University or East Johnson Road, especially coming down Davis Highway, it's going to be really, really slow getting through that area. Otherwise, around town, we're looking okay, just seeing our normal morning slowdowns. If you see anything else out there, you want to report it, go ahead and let us know. Text or call 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you have a company, you have employees, you're wanting to do your best by them that you possibly can, of course, naturally, that's what you want to do. Take care of them. Well, look, benefits are not fun to deal with. HR is not fun to deal with. Payroll is, you know, these are not the things you got into business to do. They're a headache because it's not your passion. Well, it's somebody's passion. That's Torgerson Causey. I mean, literally, they love working on this stuff. I know because we work with them now for about 7 years. They've managed that stuff for us, and they're great at it. Like, they brought in options we didn't have before. They always answer our questions. My wife is an engineer by training, very detailed questions, and, you know, she usually winds up knowing more than whoever the agent is for anything about it. And she's like, no, these guys are great. They really know their stuff. So with the endorsement of my wife, which is a hard to come by, Torgerson Causey, they can help you. 433-9996 or check them out online at tcbenefitsgroup.com. Let's go to David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Neil Young is back on Spotify. He left the streaming platform a few years ago because he said COVID misinformation was being reported on their leading podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. Well, Tuesday, Young said he's going back to Spotify because Apple and Amazon are now serving the same disinformation podcast features.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just don't get that.
Author and columnist Mitch Albom and his wife are among the people now who've been rescued from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The group from Michigan was working at the Have Faith Haiti Orphanage. Albom is the author of Tuesdays with Maury, and he says that they're exhausted, but they are safe. And a major auto safety group says that most hands-free driving systems, Andrew, are unsafe. On Tuesday, the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety said nearly all driving automation systems received poor safety ratings. President David Harkey says that they don't include adequate measures to prevent misuse and keep drivers from losing focus on the road.
Okay.
Probably still beats fiddling with your phone, though.
You're eating the Big Mac, you're combing your hair, you're doing your makeup, you're shaving, I don't know, you're taking a bath, whatever people might do in the car when they're driving, other than driving. I trust the human, even the lowest performing, barely passed the test, you know, human in America, which is how we test our drivers. You know, if you're breathing, you're getting one. I'd still trust the human over the computer.
Oh, every
period.
Time. Yeah.
Period. Maybe in the future I'll be persuaded, but I'm certainly not there yet. David, thanks so much for the update. 828 here on News Radio 92.3. Speaking of cars, if you're thinking about getting that next one, look, if you're like me, you put it off. You put it off because it's annoying. It is. The decision is annoying. The inconvenience of looking is annoying. Maybe I'm weird, but some people get really excited about looking at that next car. I dread it. Because what I really want is I just want the proper running version of what I already got. I don't want to figure out all the new stuff. But we got a lot of new stuff out there, including new technology, and you might not be familiar with it. So you go to Frontier, and you can compare it all side by side. You can fiddle with the buttons and knobs. You can decide what you do and don't like, compare models, makes, years even, cars that are 1, 2, 3 years old in great condition with low miles. That's what they offer, 300 on the lot at any moment. And then you can really decide what you're going to want to live with for the next, you know, 5 or 10 years, however long you drive a car. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. 437-1620, that is my phone number. I'm going to have to be a firm no on this one, but that's because I don't like them. There is a new body scent out there, body spray. The scent of Peeps. You know, the little marshmallow candies that some people love and other people, like me, hate. But you can have a mixed marriage. You know, my wife loves them. I can't stand them. So you've got pink, which is strawberry cream flavored or scented, and yellow, which is marshmallow scented. So now you, too, can smell like expired, hard, horrible marshmallow treats, if you want them.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is debating and is expected to vote this morning on a bill that could ban the TikTok social media app over its Chinese ownership.
Lawmakers attended a national security briefing on the Chinese-owned app, all while CEO Shou Chu met with senators on Capitol Hill. House Republicans, they seem confident that they've got the votes. They'll call for a vote under what's called a suspension of the rules. Now, that does require two-thirds majority to pass versus a simple majority, so it does speed up the process.
Fox's Kelly O'Grady, the bill's future in the Senate is unclear. An ally of a Russian opposition leader is attacked in Lithuania.
Leonid Volkov was the top strategist for Alexei Navalny, the critic of Vladimir Putin who died last month. Police say an assailant smashed his car window, sprayed tear gas into his eyes, and hit him with a hammer, the 43-year-old calling the attack a characteristic bandit greeting from Putin's henchmen.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now, we've got mostly cloudy skies. It is 53 degrees in Pensacola. House Republicans grilling the special counsel at the center of the investigation into President Biden's classified documents case yesterday. Congressman Matt Gaetz says during that testimony, Robert Hur admitted that President Biden lied about what he found.
February 8th, the White House questioned, Mr. President, why did you share classified information with your ghostwriter, the president? I did not share classified information. I did not share it. I guarantee I did not. That's not true, is it, Mr. Hur?
That is inconsistent with the findings based on the evidence in my report.
Yes, it's a lie. It's just what regular people would say, right? Yeah, all right.
Gaetz says he agreed with her that Biden shouldn't have been charged, but he also believed that former President Trump shouldn't have been charged in his classified documents case either. The city of Pensacola says they're ready to post some official hours and rules now for the Blake Doyle Skate Park. Mayor D.C. Reeves says PPD hasn't seen any major issues at the park. The biggest thing, he says, seems to be graffiti, but he says many of the park's users are self-policing and they clean it up themselves.
I think that's a big testament to the skating community here, that this is something that when this park came in, they wanted it and they cared about it, and now they continue to care about it when it comes to maintenance. So you guys know I'm big on maintenance, and so I'm very appreciative that's not something that that they have to do.
And Reeve says the official hours for the skate park will be 5 a.m. until midnight when the park initially opened. The hours were posted sunrise to sunset. Reeve says those are the hours for most Pensacola parks, but they've seen enough use for the skate park, even in the early morning and late at night, so they'll keep it open. Again, the park's official hours, 5 a.m. until midnight. Well, if you drive in Alabama, make sure you stay off your phone once their new distracted driving law goes into effect in June. The state passed Senate Bill 301 last year. That'll make it illegal to hold your cell phone while you're driving. Fines range anywhere from $50 to $150, and a violation can put points on your license. The law is a secondary offense, though, so officers will have to have another traffic offense to pull you over. And you can, of course, still talk using a hands-free device in your vehicle. Well, local law enforcement says they haven't had any conversations just yet about a new law banning the homeless from sleeping in public. But if it is signed into law by Governor Ron DeSantis, it'll be enforced. One big hurdle, though, figuring out where they can take people to get them off the streets.
We're pushing a long time for this dashboard to kind of let our deputies know where, so when we get out with somebody, we can say, hey, it looks like there's room in the rescue mission or this other home. And so that we can all work together on these things so that whatever actions the county take ends up taking, we're consistent. It's consistent with the law, obviously. And, you know, it's that balancing act. You know, you have to balance the law with humanity.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there, he says it is his office's job to enforce state law, and they will. The law made it through the legislature this year. It requires each county to set up a designated homeless camp with basic services like restrooms, running water, and access to behavioral health. 8:35 at News Radio. Jake's got our traffic on the fives.
Well, we're seeing our normal morning slowdowns around the area this morning. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Highway 98 eastbound is a little bit slow, stretching from the new Publix in Windhaven all the way up through the light at Parrish Boulevard up to the base. And if you're on East Olive Road this morning or North Davis Highway, We did have a vehicle crash there earlier with injuries and roadblock that kind of slowed some things down. So University, East Johnson Road, that whole area there around HCA, Florida West Hospital, is a little bit slow, but not too bad. Looks like Highway 98 westbound through Tiger Point and through the Naval Reserve, seeing our normal morning slowdowns there. If you see anything else out there on the roadways slowing you down, you can let us know by texting or calling our traffic tip line, 437-1620. And Executive Landscaping, call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News. A wonderful day on tap, partly cloudy skies, but pleasant temperatures, highs getting up into the low to mid 70s. A little bit warmer on Thursday as low temperatures warm into the 60s, highs into the mid to upper 70s. Could have some small chances for rain late Thursday and on Friday, but for right now, those chances are low, only at 20 to 30%. That's your weather forecast for the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, 53 in Pensacola, 52 in Gulf Breeze, 48 in Milton. Our next news at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. And your money now this morning. Markets are opening with not much of a change. The Dow up 5190 at 39.5739. S&P 500 down 205 at 5173.22. NASDAQ down 34.35 at 16.231.28. Your 10-year bond rate up just barely at 4.17%. Gold prices this morning up $2.80 at $21.68.90. Silver prices up 20 cents at $24.60. And Bitcoin up another, up 1,000 right now at 72,548.24. House Republicans preparing for a vote on a bill that would ban TikTok in the U.S. A vote on that measure scheduled for today. It would require ByteDance to sell to an American owner to address national security concerns. The attorneys for a Boeing whistleblower that was found dead over the weekend speaking out. 62-year-old John Barnett was found dead outside of a hotel in South Carolina. He'd spoken out about Boeing's production standards after working for the company for over three decades. The coroner's office says Barnett's death was the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound, but his attorneys are asking the police there to continue the investigation. They said they didn't see any indications Barnett would take his own life. Southwest Airlines cutting their capacity and reevaluating its full-year financials. The airline noted this week that the lowered forecast is directly related to the issues at Boeing. It's 8:38. Next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Exciting news, the data revolution is on the rise once again. Data Revolution is seeking a second-tier engineer with at least 2 to 3 years of experience in IT, networks, voice over IP, and cybersecurity. Data Revolution's competitive salary is based on experience, and their comprehensive benefit packages include a medical stipend, matching 401k, flexible work hours, starting with 3 weeks of PTO, 10 paid holidays, profit sharing, and more. This is not remote or work from home. To learn more about this opportunity, send your resume to resume@datarevs.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today in the news, David Wayne made a choice. to share with you a horrendously disturbing story. The short version of this is that a guy went to the doctor with a very, very bad migraine. They discovered that he had, and there's just no delicate way to put this, he had parasitic tapeworm larvae in his brain.
Yeah.
Just saying it makes me feel unhappy.
Yeah.
But we're not going to say it again. But the question of the day is, they say the only thing that would connect anything he had done in his life with that particular malady was that he had eaten undercooked bacon. You know, floppy bacon. A lot. And it may be that was where he had gotten it from. So 437-1620, with that in mind, or on your brain, tell me... what comes to top of mind? So 437-1620, the question of the day is, and it's kind of a two-parter, okay? Question of the day is, what's the right way to cook bacon? Now, that's a two-parter because it's the floppy versus crispy, perfectly good to weigh in on that. But there's also the, and how do you get there question? Because there's a lot of different ways to cook bacon. So feel free to weigh in on both, which is the to what degree of doneness is appropriate when it comes to bacon. And I think after today's story, we all have to say anything that's not limp anymore. And then, or spongy, or floppy, or mobile, or rubbery, or however you want to describe it, all the alternatives are bad. But how do you get there? What's the way, the mechanism to cook bacon? 437-1620. Jake, are you a well-done bacon or some other?
Well-done, pan-fry, nuke it.
Pan-fry? Well, yeah, wait, just, nuke it or pan-fry?
Well, I mean...
Cook it till you can use it as a doorstop.
Yes. Pan fry it until it crumbles in your hand when you touch it.
So bacon powder.
Yes, bacon powder.
Bacon dust. When the bacon breaks when you're taking it out of the pan, it's almost done.
Excuse me? Bacon powder?
Nice. 437-1620. David, you look eager to weigh in on this. You want to apologize for your early choices?
No. Bacon is a big point of contention in the David Wayne household, okay?
Oh, well, I hope things work out for you.
So... Kelly and all the kids, they enjoy the really crispy bacon.
Now, as God intended.
I don't like it. You know, it doesn't have to be soft. It doesn't have to be floppy. But there's a middle ground there. You know, there's fully cooked. That doesn't mean, you know, it doesn't have to be burnt to a crisp, okay? You lose your flavor that way.
Do you want your teeth to bounce off the bacon and the sponginess at all?
Well, if it's properly cooked, your teeth don't bounce off the spongy bacon.
I don't want to chew it. I don't want to, you know, I would rather crunch my bacon than chew it. That's where I'm at. And Jake, you're on that? Yeah, okay.
Crunchy BLT.
But that's fine. We'll see. Yeah, on a BLT. I mean, because I'm telling you, as much as I love bacon, if you give me floppy bacon,
it's just a little parasitic tapeworm.
It's actually unpleasant. I said we weren't going to say that anymore. 437-1620. All right. Let's see. Somebody says burnt and in a skillet is the way they do. So that's your people, Jake. All right. Wrapped in napkins and in the microwave, so it's extra crispy and fast. Now, I'm not a big believer in the microwave bacon, but I did grow up in an era when, like, my mom's first real job when she got out of college was to demonstrate microwave cooking. Like, she would go around and demonstrate for the power company because they're trying to get people to buy microwaves to use more power, okay? And, like, we had one of those microwave bacon trays, you know, with the little drain part in it or whatever. I'm not a microwave bacon person, but I could be talked into it if it's really going to work. But I've never been convinced about that. Somebody says, the bacon is ready to eat when the little worm is crispy. We're losing people left and right on this topic. I believe it. Definitely floppy. Bring on the tapeworms. Oh, you people. Plus the trichinosis, right? It's pork. In the oven, do not preheat. Cook it until it's crispy. Somebody here says crispy, but not burnt. I will say this. Burnt bacon.
Yeah, it's nasty.
Is edible, but not enjoyable. Mm-mm. Right? There is a range there. You can go too far cooking the bacon. And it's because when it's black... You don't want blackened bacon unless it's got some kind of specialized coating that makes it that way. But, you know, in the oven on a baking sheet lined with parchment paper. You know, you people that are trying to always convince me about parchment paper. I'm sorry. I get it, but it just it seems very fancy. It seems like it's just one socioeconomic level too far for me. The parchment paper, or on the stove in a cast iron skillet. We'll come back to this in a second. The question of the day, what's the right degree of cook for bacon, and how do you get there? What's your mechanism? Jake has got our traffic on the fives.
If anybody's ever had the bacon Gouda sandwich at Starbucks, oh, that bacon is like, ugh, it's so just floppy.
It's not good. The semi-cooked bacon?
Yeah.
Medium rare?
Yeah, you can see through it, and it's just, yeah. All right. This traffic report is brought to you by the Florida Department of Transportation. Not seeing any major slowdowns. We've still got some slow roll on Highway 98 eastbound through Navarre. That's going to be starting. Actually, it's actually looking pretty good now. It's only going from the new Publix in Windhaven Plaza up to just about the base. Also, East Olive Road at Davis Highway. We had a vehicle crash with injuries and roadblock there earlier, so causing a little bit of slowdown in that area where University and East Johnson and all of that meet up. Otherwise, around town, we're looking pretty good. If you see anything else out there, let me know. You can call or text 437-1620. Hey, listeners, before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure you designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you've got any kind of a plumbing issue, leak, drip, weird sound on the wall when you flush the toilet, or, you know, just you tried to fix something and you unfixed it, because I did that recently, call Barbary Plumbing, which we did. They came out and they fixed my unfix, and they were great. I mean, easy peasy, no problem. They will do it by the job, not by the hour. 477-8782 for Barbary Plumbing. 847 on News Radio 92.3. Back to the question of the day for frivolous topic, which is, what's the degree of cook for bacon? And how do you achieve that degree of cook? Jake, I would say it this way. If the fatty part of the bacon can be bent, it's not cooked yet.
Right. I agree with you.
When the fatty part of the bacon breaks, you're there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's that simple. 437-1620. Somebody says, let's see. Fried medium spongy while camping in the mountains. Okay. Somebody says, I cook it in the oven, and I cook till it's crispy and completely done. I have to do it this winter to prepare a 2-pound package to be done all at once. I want it to break if I drop it. Oh, that's a good test. I mean, I don't recommend you do it that way, but that's how you know it's done. I love to eat real bacon, but my wife always makes turkey bacon. Oh, well, I hope she's good at a lot of other stuff. Fourth, the marriage can still succeed. Hubby has a special tray which holds bacon slices sideways, like vertically. He seasons the bacon and cooks it on the grill till it's crispy, keeps the grease and the odor outside. Oh, that's good. But by the way, if you lose the grease to the fire, then you can't cook with the bacon grease later. I mean, you got to be able to cook with the bacon grease, right? We are in the South. Always eat my bacon crispy and cook it in the oven now. I can't eat fat unless it's crispy. Same way. 437-1620. Somebody says, I'm not going to say that one. The particular consequence this man experienced, they say, is a good diet alternative. You'll lose 20 pounds a week. No! Oh, no. There's only two places I want bacon. The first is on someone else's plate. The second is in the trash. What? Hey, we take all types. Anybody can listen to this show. Let's see, 437-1620. Also on the Blackstone, then scrambled bacon in the air fryer for the win. I've never tried that. I don't have one.
Ooh,
I don't buy additional.
It's good.
I don't buy additional devices. But you're a big fan of the air fryer.
I like air fried bacon.
All right, fair enough. If it sticks to the wall when you throw it, it's not done. Okay, so it's the opposite of spaghetti. Somebody says paper plate, 3 paper towels on the plate, 3 strips of bacon, 1 paper towel on top to cover 3 minutes in the microwave. Bacon comes out flat and nice and crispy. That's a lot of work in paper. I'll tell you, my mechanism is very simple. I have these, not roasting pans exactly, but you know the slotted 2-part pan that the top is for cooking the meat and the bottom is like the drip tray? I use those big old, like, I don't know, 8x10x14 drip trays. I use that to cook all kinds of stuff because they're a great way to cook things. So I put the bacon in there at 400. Anything lower, it doesn't cook fast enough, and anything higher, it's going to burn it. But at 400, it takes a little while, but that is the way to go, and it always comes out nice and crunchy. 849 on News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
In the world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand these complications and have your back. Join us today at 10 o'clock on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us today on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 on News Radio 1620 92.3 FM.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
Gentlemen, congratulations. You're everything we've come to expect from years of government training.
Would you rescue me? Would you give my back? Would you take my call when I start to crack? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me? Would you rescue me when I'm by myself?
I just want to make it perfectly clear. No one here wants dirty water. No one here wants dirty air. No one wants, you know, our rivers and our creeks to be polluted. We all want clean drinking water. And I understand that the south end of the county certainly requires clean water from that wellfield protection area. I think it's ludicrous to think that anyone would intentionally try to pollute our waters and do something to put that at risk.
This is Commissioner Colton Wright from District 5. That's the Gulf Breeze Tiger Point area at the commission meeting on Monday. They're having a real meeting tomorrow. That's the warm-up, the agenda, the preview meeting, so to speak, committee meeting, they call it. And the question is about the welfare protection area and the allowance of gas stations in that area. They approved a racetrack to go in there on a 3-2 vote. I believe it was a 3-2 vote. So some dissent about that because it's in the wellfield protection area. And you know, there's already some risk, as Kerry Smith pointed out. There's some risk from railroads and highways, and they don't have any power to stop that. I don't think that reasoning holds, that just because there's already risks that you can't stop means that you ought to embrace any other risk. Each individual risk should be assessed on its own terms. But it is true that there is risk and to the water, and, you know, there's not a lot that they can do about it. I think Colton Wright's idea is let's do it better, and then let's maybe retroactively try to go to the gas stations that already exist in the welfare protection area and get them to beef up their facilities. Maybe let's see if we can't get some grant money to make that possible, because what the racetrack is doing is quite good. Is it foolproof? Is it 100%? Well, no, nothing is, as Ray Eddington pointed out, and that's why he voted against it.
Since you brought up racetrack, I didn't vote for that. And the reason why, when they talked to me about it, they said, yes, that could leak. They'd hope it was shut down. That's why I voted against it. Any of these tanks can leak, and they even told me they could, but they had safety stuff in place and hoped it worked. But they couldn't say it would work. It still might leak. And I just didn't believe we need to put that there.
Yeah, particularly I think engineers, and I don't know if he was talking to an engineer, but the kind of person that would likely be answering his question, they get really unhappy when you make them give 100% answers. Because they know, like a good scientist will know that, well, you know, there can be exceptions or there can be circumstances, and I don't want to tell you 100% and then something goes wrong. And what Ray Eddington is saying, look, if you can't give me 100%, then I'm not going to let you build in this area. Well, is that the right standard? Kerry Smith says, you know, look, nothing is completely fail-safe. You know, we're never going to get to anything that's a perfect solution in this life.
To predicate everything on perfection, we can't do that. We ain't in heaven.
Well, right. Okay, true. But there's truth on both sides, right? Like when you're talking about the water source for the county or a major portion of the county, you don't really want to take any risk with it if you can. But the question is, what's the trade-off and how much risk is there? Is the risk theoretical, like it's in your head? Is the risk actual, like, you know, these tanks are really going to run a fairly decent chance of putting some kind of a petroleum product into the water source? That's terrible. Don't let that happen. But it kind of gets styled as a, I care about the people in the water and you don't care as much about the people in the water. And that's kind of how Kerry Smith heard it out of Ray Eddington's mouth.
It kind of sounds like you're saying, hey, Commissioner Smith, you're endangering everybody in this county. And I'm like, no, I'm going to have to speak up right now because that is not what we're trying to do. And I just need to make sure that that's not what you're trying to express.
No, sir, I'm not. That's not what I'm trying to say. This is just the way I feel, okay?
But it kind of is also, right? Like what he's saying is the reason I don't think we ought to put gas stations in this area is because it carries a risk because the tanks can leak. And therefore, I want to protect the people and their drinking water. That is kind of a way of saying, you know, what you're doing is you're putting people's drinking water at risk. And so maybe he doesn't want to say it directly quite that way, but that is the implication, right? It's not just I feel this way. It's an I feel this way because of this risk. I don't know where I come down on this, by the way. I haven't decided. I am interested to hear more of the presentation. I will tell you this. I think Colton Wright generally exercises very good judgment. And if the engineers or the people that are consulting with him and he looks at this and they look at this technology and they say, you know, this is actually safe and this will allow us to do better at protecting the well field than we currently do, then great. You know, I'd be on board with that. I just want to hear more, you know, so I'm open to the conversation. I'm trying not to have a knee-jerk reaction to it, which I think a lot of times is what we get. 850s, especially when there's fear involved, you know, even if it's a reasonable fear, but certainly with an unreasonable fear, fear can drive us to, you know, overemphasize certain risks because we don't like thinking about the risk, right? 857 News Radio 92.3, Jake's got our traffic for us. Jake?
Okay, Highway 98 westbound heading through Oriole Beach. It's going to be a little bit slow this morning. And this in from our traffic tip line, there is a gate from a trailer laying in the middle of the interstate. This is going to be on I-110 right before you exit to Garden Street. I-110 southbound heading to Garden Street. There is a trailer gate laying somewhere in the middle of the road. Other than that, we're looking good around town. If you see anything, you can always text or call our traffic tip line, 437-1620. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now a call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives. Good morning, everybody.
Hey, thanks, Jake. Somebody texted me and said it's not in the LDC. They had to make an exception, which, right, I agree. And the question is, if we make an exception here, what next? And also agree. And the question is the LDC correct? You know, of course, the board does have the power to make the exception. And what are they going to build on the back of that exception? That's what I want to hear most about. You know, what are they intending to do in the future that might preserve the water source or table or field area better than it might currently be protected? That's, you know, I want to hear about that, and I want to know if that's the case. 437-1620. Always appreciate your texts. They're always so useful. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, especially for the very first time, Christina Lemworth is just fantastic, absolutely fantastic. And, you know, she'll help you understand things like what's likely to develop in and around your house if it's not already there, something that's very important. We're talking about that this morning. You know, what are some of the, you know, constraints that might apply to your home that you're not realize? And, you know, making sure that you ask good questions about the future of that property. If you're buying a new home, like a brand new build, is there a way to work, you know, maybe they can buy down your points or something? That's something that's common enough with new builds these days. But you might not know that if you don't work through a realtor. So all kinds of ways that working with a realtor like Christina Leavenworth can help you. She sold 175 homes last year. She and her folks at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. Jake, a quick future news here.
Future.
Will we drop the speed limit on Navarre Causeway to 20 miles an hour?
Yes, save the birds.
I think so, too. Will we improve the water safety in the area around the wellfield protection area?
Yes.
I'm optimistic. I certainly hope so. And will we build a $300,000 flag?
Nope.
Bowl?
Nope.
No, I don't think that's going to
happen. Stream us at newsradio923.com. Newsradio 923. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.